Ever met someone who is so extremely dumb that they don't know how stupid they actually are?
There's been a whole lot of stupid said this week.
You are made of stupid.
Chicoline walking in from the Grande, not understanding the Bobby Belt fist pump, and he was surprised by
it. Yeah, I would call it a pump.
Yeah.
A pump. I wouldn't.
Muscle memory.
Yeah, that's more.
Yeah. I would keep that off the fan cam. Aiden, if I were you. It's Sean Tree, RJ Choppy, and Roberto here. Final hour of the week on DFW Sports Station. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, will join us from Oxnard Crosstalk at 9:40 with KNC out at Jake's, the host of Fan Phenom. And I heard Whataburger is going to be in here in about 15 minutes. 75th anniversary specials that we're going to tell you about.
They always, they bring in like the whole restaurant, I feel like, when they drop stuff off here. It's glorious. It's always a good day when Whataburger comes in here.
What are they offering? Let's see. It's their 75th birthday. So the world famous classic Whataburger is only 75 cents from 11A to 8P.
75 cents?
75 cents. 11 a.m.
It's a deal.
To 8 p.m.
That's a deal.
That's a deal.
All right, we are doing worst take today, and we might be calling Sean Mr. Gotcha Down because he might be a two-time champ today because he's got an opportunity to win worst take and five-time G-bag of the day status.
Oh,
as he won number
baby.
Four yesterday. I got stopped at four. Sean might get five.
How much is that going to upset you if he gets five and you didn't for whatever you did that made you G-bag of the day?
Mine was the diss against Peyton that got stopped at five.
Oh, yeah. I dread it. Every day, Tolo D is like, you won again? I said, I don't want to win. I don't want to win. I want this to get out of here.
Well, you're going to have two victories today, I think. So we'll just lead off with yours. You have not listened back to this yet, have you?
And I'm not going to now.
Oh, you've got to.
No, I heard it a little bit walking in. You know, the replay at 5 a.m. dip over here.
Yeah, Aiden.
Who's had a nice week. dip over here, replayed it in the snack, so I heard it, and I couldn't run anywhere to leave the hallway speakers.
I think you will want to listen, because there were people on GBAG trying to give you a little bit of cover. A little bit. So this was Tolo Ernesto from Delaware, who was calling in, and he was going on a rant about Steven and Jerry Jones, and there was a little bit of miscommunication between Sean and Ernesto.
So wait. The argument here is I did not hear him refer to his problem being with other Cowboy fans. I thought this was his critique.
Yes, he's literally...
I thought this was his problem. This
will pick up with... He's in the middle of the rant, and he's talking about how you don't go hard enough against Jerry Jones. That's what he's saying, you. He's talking generally, but it sounded like he was talking directly to us.
You guys got to stop letting Jerry off the hook.
Do you listen to this radio station or show ever?
Yes.
Okay, well, you sound ignorant. Like, because we do it, dude. Are you kidding me? Every single, did you hear G-Bag last week? Did you hear Gavin Dawson last week? Did you hear us with Jerry last year? Turn him down. I can't stand these tweets. And don't say you listen when you don't. You just expose yourself. I dealt with one listener over the weekend who kept saying, yeah, I wish you'd do this. Did you hear Clarence Hill tell Jerry Jones you're being disingenuous to his face? Come on now. Like, just admit you don't. I'd rather you admit you don't listen than lie. It's BS. Stop. It's ignorant. What?
I was just saying, he said he was talking about the listeners who just called in.
What?
I said he was talking about the listeners who had just called in.
I thought he was talking to us.
No, he said he was talking to the toe.
Ernesto, are you talking about us or the listeners?
I'm talking about the listeners, dude. It is
funny. It is, and you apologize. You said, that's my bad. I'll take whatever it is. I'm going to give you some more covering fire that I just noticed. Peyton, if you start that back over again, Choppy was starting in on the same point you were. Choppy said, do you listen with you? Play it back at the beginning.
You guys got to stop letting Jerry off the hook.
Do you listen to this radio
station? Oh, so Chop was there too.
Yeah.
But in my defense, I wasn't listening to his call, and I heard Sean start to go with it, so I decided to just start going with it.
So there's Sean's nomination for worst take this week, and he will go for five-time G-back status later today. This one might beat you today, though, I think. Jim Acosta. Who's Jim Acosta, Chop? Why don't you give us an overview of who you think he is?
Okay, he is. He is fake news.
Longtime CNN guy.
Yes.
He is fired, okay? He's not there anymore.
Man, yesterday Trump was asked about Stern, and he went off on Kimmel. He goes, well, Stern, he started becoming old news when he supported Hillary. He no longer has talent. Kimmel has no talent. Who the heck else?
Fallon.
Fallon has no talent. Okay.
Fallon has no talent. And Colbert. It was on Colbert. Colbert has no talent.
And he has the best ratings of the bunch, and he's still terrible.
So Jim Acosta now has a Substack show that he does. And the nomination for Worst Take is anybody involved in this who thought this was a good idea. Jim Acosta.
This is bad.
By the way, is Substack just only fans for media?
Sort of.
Okay.
Jim Acosta was basically doing a back and forth dual interview. Like, you're interviewing me, I'm interviewing you. He was doing it with an AI avatar of Joaquin Oliver. Joaquin Oliver was a 17-year-old student who was shot and killed in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Orlando 7-8 years ago, the Parkland shooting. He was doing this interview, though, with an avatar and treating it like this is a real conversation I'm having with this deceased individual.
What do you think makes a good hero?
Well, a good hero to me is somebody who believes in themselves. Somebody who can persevere and fight for what's right. What do you think?
Absolutely. A good hero embodies courage, resilience, and a strong sense of justice. They inspire others to stand up for what's right, no matter the odds. It's all about making a positive impact. Who inspires you to be a hero in your own life?
I was going to say that I think your dad, Manuel, is very inspiring, Joaquin, and you are very inspiring.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. My dad's strength and love have always inspired me.
This is disgusting to me. I think this is gross. This is definitely weird. There were some people who were trying to cover it a little bit by going, well, the parents created the avatar, and I was like, I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
I think this is.
Jim still decided to do the interview. Is he really, like, people have left CNN. Like, Cuomo is still on television. Like, does Jim have to stoop this low to do something like this? And I respected Jim Acosta more at CNN than others did. I know, you know, if you support Donald Trump, you hate his guts. But I thought he tried to, like, do real journalism. This is bad. This is really, really, really bad.
I have no problem that the parents did this.
Yeah.
It's how they grieve. I'm not going to tell them how to grieve.
Yeah.
At all. For Jim to do this, it's weird. It's at the basic level, it's weird. And then to ask an AI, like, questions, like, he asked him, like, what would you do for gun control? Well, that's not a real answer. That's an AI answer. I mean, that's whatever answer you want to program in there.
This is like that AI victim impact statement we played from that Arizona jury, like when they were doing the conviction, and they played an AI statement from the guy
that's
who would be killed.
Yeah.
It's just weird. I find all of that really weird. Next up on the list, the Tennessee Volunteers, Chop.
Hey, you know, we start, man, boy, I'll tell you.
That state, that's the softest state right now in America.
Dude.
It is the softest state.
I'll tell you this. We got a problem. We got a big time problem for your pool party.
Why?
I don't know. We have enough TVs.
Okay.
Because that's at the same time as the Texas Ohio State game, is it not?
Is Texas Ohio State at 11?
Mm-hmm.
And your game is at what?
11.
Against?
Syracuse.
Your game doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, it matters.
Syracuse.
Yeah,
you don't have to watch that game.
It's at the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Here's the problem.
You can have the inside TV if you want.
No, I don't think the outside one.
it's a little bit like apparently watching Tennessee football, though, you might be watching something similar to, how do I say it? Like adult films from maybe another country where things are going to be blurred out. Because that's exactly what the Tennessee Volunteers did. When they decided to roll up, and Aiden's going to put the picture up on the fan cam, they rolled a practice clip of an incredible interception that was made. And people were like, oh my gosh, what a great pick in practice. Well, then people slowed the footage down and they took screenshots and they went, why is Tennessee so cowardly blurring the quarterback out so you can't see who threw a practice interception? This is bad. This is soft.
It's like Luka. Mavs Luka.
Yes.
So on three, do you know on three?
Yeah.
I have no idea how trustworthy they are, but they had a report out that the media was saying that this was not a quarterback who threw it. It was a
A minor?
No. Another player. Like, it was a trick play.
Oh.
And they didn't want them to see. They were being super careful.
Pass.
They didn't want to see which player threw it.
This is still bad because if Jaden Blue throws an interception in practice, the Cowboys better not throw that up as a corner highlight of look how badass he is. He picked off Jaden Blue.
This is, but it's definitely better that they would want to conceal
better.
A secret play yeah. than not embarrass a quarterback.
Does, because surely we're 3 weeks, surely all the quarterbacks have thrown an interception by now in camp. Does it matter though for the DB who you picked off?
Like if you made an
athletic play, that's what, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it matters if you picked off a running back.
Aiden's got the blur up.
And it's like you can't get a tighter shot, a tighter tracking shot of just the DB and the receiver. Why do you have to?
That looks like a tight end body. That looks like either a quarterback.
Yeah.
Tight end. Like,
I don't know. I don't know the quarterback.
Fullback?
Yeah, it looks big. It looks like a big guy. They suspect it was one of the tight ends.
I'm the only one.
Because one of the tight ends was also that day in a red jersey because he was injured. And he was a no-contact player, and that's a red jersey.
This is we got one more nomination. So we've got Sean, we've got Jim Acosta being weird, and the Tennessee Volunteers being soft. I'm nominating Don Van Natta. I thought he had a really bad take. So Dan Patrick had people were talking about the conflict of interest that now exists because of ESPN getting in bed with the NFL.
10% stake in ESPN, the NFL now has.
Yeah, and Dan basically had said, look, if you're worried about conflicts of interest, that went out the window a long time ago to ESPN. They've been in bed with the NFL for a long time.
Yeah.
This is nothing new. Don Van Natta decided to go on the attack and tweeted.
Friend of the show, the Jerry Johnny Walker writer.
Dan, Kalen Caller and I did a run of exclusive reporting on the NFLPA story that led directly to Lloyd Howell's resignation. A confidentiality agreement, the Carlisle Group, strip club receipts. Do your homework before you malign your ex-colleagues. I'm embarrassed for you. I would be careful going after. I would stop and go like, am I hearing this the right way before I swing at Dan Patrick? Because I think generally Dan Patrick is
Dan's
not going to
destroy
hot
him today.
Yeah, but, and I don't think Dan Patrick's just going to like hot take and throw it out just to be reckless. He's going to have a thoughtful
Ken
take.
Ken Paxton might, but not Dan Patrick.
that's good.
I also think... Okay, so Don is there as a straight journalist. Just because you're one of 400 doesn't make the whole organization. ESPN is not journalism anymore. They're not.
No.
And just because you are the best sports investigative reporter there doesn't mean Dan's overall point is wrong. And you've been wanting to talk about this all week. It looks crooked that the NFL owns 10% of ESPN now. Are you kidding me?
Could you imagine
the next time a Goodell story comes out, the way something's covered, that there's not pressure and something there in order to influence the coverage? Van Natta took this too personal. There's not enough of him there. Otherwise, he would have more of a point.
If you don't think that this is a big deal, fine. I'll ask you the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really cares.
Yeah, right. But if you don't think it's a big deal that the NFL owns 10% of ESPN, that's fine. But like, would you care if the DNC or the RNC bought 10% of CNN?
Yes.
Would that not?
Absolutely. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
similar.
Yeah, it would be the same point of like, even if they buy in, you already kind of feel like they're slanted that way.
Either way, I mean, yes, like ESPN does a lot of NFL stuff anyway. They were going to anyway. They probably won't add to their NFL coverage necessarily, but it is absolutely a conflict of interest.
All right, so we got Sean Sharif, Jim Acosta, the Tennessee Volunteers, or Don Van Natta. I'm voting for Jim Acosta. That's weird. It's weird, and I think it's gross.
Me too.
Acosta.
Peyton?
You know what? I don't like sweep, so I'm going to go the Tennessee picture.
Oh, Sean doesn't even get a vote. Actually, he's dominating on the fantasy.
Because that caller, I blame the caller. Now I'm really blaming the caller. That was a messed up intro. He never specified. Huh?
He never specified. And you were going on your rant. He was saying it while you were talking. You're not listening to him while you talk. So
exactly.
I got
that's,
you.
That's the problem.
You've had a great week, Peyton.
Oh, yes.
Your clues are crap on Wednesday.
You've had a great week that got even better. What does Nick Eatman think about my Jerry Micah report? And what is on his checklist for the Rams tomorrow? Nick Eatman from California, next. We'll crosstalk with a KNC masterpiece live from Jake's coming up at 9:40. Right now, out to California for Cowboys insider Nick Eamon, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. That looked and sounded like a crazy day of practice yesterday, Nick, was it?
Yes. Every time you looked up, I was kind of standing, closer to the exit, and so I got a great view of several guys just walking off, limping off. That's what I saw more than anything than things on the field were the guys that were walking off the field.
Give us the ones most to least or least to most concerning that happened yesterday in your mind.
Well, yeah, I think Jaden Blue, especially from a standpoint of a guy, I think that everybody's excited to see, wanting to who's going to actually play in the preseason. I think he would be a guy that you would be somewhat worried about. It looked like it was in the foot to ankle and calf area because, he did have a little walking boot. But then later on in the walkthrough, he was just more of a sleeve. So he was out there at least for that. And it shouldn't be too serious, I wouldn't think. Jake Ferguson got hit pretty good in the back, and it was kind of just an accidental play, but he took a nice little shot back there. And, I think he'll be fine as well. I guess, I'm trying to think of some of the other injuries, but I think those two for sure were the ones that were, somewhat worried about.
Where were Jerry and Micah for practice?
Great question. It depends on who you ask. It's like, are they signing? Are they playing Xbox? I don't know. A lot of different areas or different answers there. But, Micah did. He was back for the next walkthrough. But the official word from the team was that he was getting treatment on the back tightness.
How often can you remember Jerry missing practice?
I don't know if we've kept tabs on that one.
Yeah. I feel like there's been times we've been out there where I haven't noticed them.
I don't notice him. He's sitting up there, and it's hard to see. I had to bust out the camera, the Super Zoom.
You can't look up there and tell if it's Jerry or Steven?
No, sometimes they're sitting. If they're standing up, yes.
Yeah.
But sometimes Jerry's sitting, and I'm like, all right, that looks like him, but let's be sure.
Right. I don't know if we've had a big, if there's been a streak on that one. Like, he's made all these practices. But, I feel like he's missed some too. So, I think it was more of the coincidence of them together, both missing and knowing how, all the talk that's been of them not talking that much. Maybe that was it. I don't know. I've seen the reports about the meeting and all that. I've been told, maybe that didn't happen. But it maybe didn't happen for 4 hours. You know what I mean? Maybe it was three. Who knows?
Yeah.
One way or another, we all know this thing they're going to have to meet at some point to get this thing done.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com on the D&M Leasing Hotline. That was me last night saying I was told that they had met for a long time Wednesday night, just to balance things out. I had Broadus, Slater, they're hitting me up saying no, multiple people. Basically all the insiders that I've talked to or have contacted me said I did not hear that happened or it did not take place. So that is just for everyone to know. I'm just going off of what I was told from someone who has told me stuff in the past. What is on your checklist for the Rams game tomorrow?
Well, the starting running back position is the one that I just want to see. I want to see what happens there. That's on the checklist for the Eagles game. You start there and then you're like, okay, that being said, what can we see from that against the Rams? And I don't know if we will there. Because I don't think Javonte Williams will get the start. He won't play a whole lot. Miles Sanders won't play either. But, you can kind of see, if Jaden Blue you know, goes out and has a great, great game, then maybe that does affect that first game against the Eagles. But so he was one that I really wanted to see. I wanted to see that position. I think Phil Moffa will still run a lot. I mean, he's probably going to get the bulk of the carries. You might see Hunter Lipke there. So running back's going to be a position that I want to look at there. And then cornerback, I mean, you could go down the list of just about every position, but, you know, corner, they didn't cover the Rams very, very well the other day. Now, I don't know if they're going to go up against Davante Adams, Puka Nacua. I doubt it that they play. This is always one of those things. You hope the other team plays their starters, but you don't want to play yours, you know, so just so the backups can get some really good competition. But corner and running back are the two that I think I'll probably have my eye on the most. But with like a six-way tie for other positions for third, you know, there's a lot of other spots there too.
Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Nick, when you look at – every year we get into training camp, and I feel like after a few weeks it kind of – We start sensing, ooh, maybe that guy's in trouble. Or, oh, maybe this guy that we didn't think was going to be on the roster now looks like he's got a chance to sneak on. As we enter the first preseason game, who are some of those names for you that stand out as, man, this is a veteran who might be in trouble, who might have to play a little bit in the second half, and who's a guy who maybe is going to sneak onto this roster?
Well, you know, I'll answer the second part of that first. I mean, just when you're looking at the cornerback position, Zion Childress, I believe, is, you know, the rookie from Kentucky's playing a lot in slot, and you know, Keemon Hall's getting a lot of work in the slot there as well. Those are two guys I wouldn't have had on the team, and they may not be on the team, but you know, they're the guys right now that are getting a lot of work there in the, you know, cornerback position, especially because of these guys that are banged up there. So those two guys I certainly wouldn't have had on the team. And then when you look at, you know, on the flip side, guys that, you know, it's going to be a challenge for them. You know, that whole offensive line, there's just so many players there. I don't know how many you could keep from a veteran standpoint. You know, I don't know if, I mean, like looking at, you know, like the TJ Bass, Brock Hoffman's, you know, Hakeem Adeniji. I mean, Charles, like, there's no way they can keep all these guys. So that's just one position. I don't think that I'm giving you these great names. You're like, oh, you know, what happens if he doesn't make it? I'm just saying there's something's got to give there. But I don't know if there's a lot of spots. I mean, I love your answer there too, because I don't know if this team is good enough, deep enough, where they're going to be cutting, you know, veteran players that have been around for a while.
So the one that stands out to me that I don't know how they're going to fit everybody that they either like, has had a good camp, or somebody they're committed to, is receiver. To me, looks crowded. I don't know if Brooks is going to be here. Are they going to have to move on from Flannoy? Are they going to have a veteran that they say, you know what, we're just going to have to cut ties here because we like these young guys?
Yeah, that is one. When you look at Tolbert, Tolbert, I think, is going to make it, but you know, if a team is calling and you know, they have something to give that the Cowboys want, and maybe they're looking for a position, receiver would be one. Now, I'd be worried on doing that, just because when you get an injury, you know, I don't see Jalen Tolbert having a great camp. He's been the third guy, and he hasn't really even been the third best receiver, because Turpin, it seems like he's done so much more. But, you know, if an injury were to happen, you would certainly want an experienced player like Jalen Tolbert out there. So, yeah, I mean, I would think you're right about receiver Mingo and with Brooks and those guys, Flannoy, there's no way you can keep all those guys.
Nick, do you expect any surprises from a who plays perspective?
Yes, because there's always some. You know, but I remember being out there might have been last year or a couple of years ago, where you go out to the stadium and you see about 27 guys that are in this conditioning run, and you're like, oh, okay, those are the guys that aren't playing. And you to me, you get a little bit more surprised on how many guys aren't playing. Like, oh, I didn't think so-and-so would be in that group. You know, I would think he'd be up there. I think I'll be surprised. I mean, I'm expecting a lot of guys not to play. For me, the surprise will be, you know, just guys, fringe players that are held out. You know, just because there's so many guys that will play, and then we're still, they're still a little, you know, what, 4 weeks away from the season. And I just think that they're going to be very, very cautious.
Nick, what's your score prediction for tomorrow? you saying that for the website?
No, yeah. I think like 13 to 11. I didn't want to say the other score. I didn't want to offend you guys. You know, so I was 13 to 9. How about that?
What preseason?
Yeah, I know this, it's a rivalry. You know, it's always a rivalry.
Rivalry.
I blocked extra point, and the Cowboys will win 13 to 9.
There we go. Thank you, Nick. Enjoy it. We'll recap Monday. Appreciate you.
All right, see you guys.
The great Nick Eatman from California, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. What preseason sport would you feel the most and least comfortable betting on, and which one is the most bet on?
Well, the NFL is the most bet on, I would assume.
Okay.
I feel most comfortable NBA.
NBA preseason?
NBA preseason, because all you need is a little bit of insight as to who's going to play in that game, which you can get. And it's you're cooking, baby.
What about soccer friendlies?
I don't know how to bet soccer.
Let's go and see what happened last night. Fan Phenom auditions. Fred was apparently there co-hosting with Chiafalo, and we'll set you up for today, the KNC Masterpiece at Jake's, when we crosstalk with the fellas next on Sean and RJ. They're going to get fed today, but otherwise it would be a horrible day not to crosstalk in studio with the KNC Masterpiece here on Sean and RJ, because we have the greatness of Whataburger in to celebrate 75, and our boy Travis,
what's up, guys,
is in here in studio. Tell us what we got.
So I brought you over. We've got our classic Whataburger, of course, that today, if you have our app, you can get from 11 to 8 for only 75 cents.
Oh, my.
So if you don't have the app, download it now. Go into the Whataburger and grab it. But I also brought you our brand new limited time burger, our Bacon Wrangler Burger, which is my favorite. Two beef patties, two cheeses, bacon, crispy onion strings, chipotle aioli sauce, and pickles. And then to top it off, to wash it down, you've got our brand new Dr. Pepper Blackberry Shake in there.
Dr. Pepper Blackberry Shake.
It is wonderful.
Oh, my. And I've never seen... Is this like the rowdy of fast food?
This is what
a
guy.
Aiden,
what a guy, baby.
Aiden, get what a guy on the fan cam, please.
He is a wonderful guy.
So, yeah, this is what a guy. He comes out to all of our special appearances with me. You know, we're tight. So, you know, when we have our big events, you know, we bring what a guy. We bring out the big guns.
Nice.
You see, with the muscles on the guy, he definitely eats a lot of our Whataburger.
There he is.
Which,
he's on there.
Choppy thought I got just too aggressive in the last break, because I went in for the bro hug immediately.
I don't know the rules on mascots. Like, do you shake their hand? Do you high five? Do you hug?
Well, he really likes.
So I just awkwardly stood there and looked at him. Is it? Hey,
he really likes to do dance offs with you. He'll do the floss. He'll do, you know, he'll do all that.
Do
stuff
your dance from training camp.
What was that one?
The one on the tennis courts that Julian loved, where you were on the ground.
Oh.
No.
Oh, the twerk.
No. We're going to cross. Travis, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you. As always, the greatness of Whataburger. Today, 11 to 8, have to have the app, 75-cent burgers.
All Whataburgers.
Thanks for always being a Tolo. Thanks, and checking out the station. Absolutely fantastic. Let's cross talk with Corey and, oh, my God, he's on the fan cam. Wow. You got a new computer or something?
No, I actually brought it in for a change. Look, you guys know the night show doesn't typically get sent on remotes, and when we do, it's on the weekend. So, you know, I don't bring anything except for a notebook.
Corey, set us up. Where are you?
Guys, we are at Jake's Burgers and Beer off of Marsh Lane. It's 10031 Marsh Lane, right here in Dallas. And it's at the corner of Walnut Hill and Marsh Lane. And I want to let you know a couple of things here. Specials and happy hour from 3 to 6 p.m. So that'll be shortly after our show. Today, during our show, the first 50 people that get here get a Jake's 40th Anniversary Collector's Pint Glass. That's number one. Ooh. Four lucky winners are going to get a limited edition Jake's baseball jersey. I posted it on Twitter and Instagram. Go check them out. The bartender, I think his name's Cody. He has it on. Cody, is that right? Yeah. Okay. There you go. Tony. All right. Tony has. I heard somebody say it earlier, and I was just like, okay, he's got one on right now. It looks slick. And then one lucky winner is going to get two tickets, compliments of new vodka to the Lexus Club seats for Rangers and Astros Sunday. 9-7 right there. That is all you can eat and drink. So that's Woo! We got a lot of stuff to give away today. We want to see you out here at Jake's. It's going to be an awesome day as we get this thing rolling.
Fred, how was Fan Phenom last night? Take us there.
Man, Phenom was great. Shout out to Chiafalo. That was yeoman's work he did last night, because you got like 30, 35 people who... Some people knew what they wanted to talk about. I was kind of, honestly, I was surprised at the number of people who had no idea what they wanted to talk about. Okay, I mean, I really, really was. Now, look, I get it. Some people just did it on a whim.
Yeah.
But I will say this. There were a ton of Tolos. Like, folks, are like, shout out to Richie from Ennis last night. Rob from Mesquite. Our boy Brandon D from the Hot Dogs over there at Globe Life Field. We just had a lot of folks come in, you know, do their thing, show their love to 105 through the Fan. And like I said last night with Blake and CA, I will say this from a personal standpoint, it certainly gives me a little bit more appreciation for what we do, to not take it for granted and to be grateful for the opportunity that we have, because there's a lot of people that want to do what we do.
Yeah.
And we saw that last night. And, you know, some people can and some people can't. So, you know, job security felt a little bit better after last night. Not going to lie.
Wow.
Hey, just call it like I see it, boys. but overall, it was a good time. A lot of folks out there that are going to be back next week. And then, of course, we got three more weeks of this thing going on for the next three Thursdays. Shout out to JC. I don't know if that's his real name or not. Probably the character of the night. I don't know if he'll be a fan phenom, but he was definitely the fan phenomenal performance last night, just from a
energy?
Character stamp. Oh, his energy was off the chain. And he's clearly a huge Sean and RJ and Morning Show fan.
That's right.
Is this
right.
Reema coming to audition in disguise?
What's
high
that?
Energy. He goes by Jay. Dallas. He's a big Sean and RJ
fan. No. Look, trust me. This was not Jake Reitman. I'm gonna tell you why. First of all, he was a former Division III head football coach from what he called Nowhere State.
You know, that Jake Reitman's dad was a former Division III football coach, right?
That's crazy.
I'm not gonna go there. That alone, because I'm pretty sure this wasn't him. But said,
this guy's alive.
Whoa!
Oh my God. The guy was incredible. Asked you a follow about it today. I'm sure he'll talk about it during G-Bag. The guy was incredible. Real quick, his whole take was he thinks that first of all, he loves Brett Boone on y'all's show. Okay, he's been listening since 2023. And thinks that because Bruce Bochy is a Tolo and listens to y'all's show, that's why he went and hired Brett Boone.
Dude.
This was Reema.
That's a solid point. I never thought of that one.
Hey.
That Bochy listens to us. That's why he hired Boone.
There you go. The whole organization listens to you guys. There you go. Again, it was a great night. And like I said, definitely head out next Thursday. Had a good crowd. Again, Saxy's, you know, out there. So hopefully Grand Prairie and Fort Worth, we expect to see more people.
And by out there, you mean in our listening area.
Yes. That's correct.
That's correct. It's all local.
It's all correct. Right next door.
Out there from St. Louisville, where I live. So that's
now these didn't go live on air,
no.
Obviously.
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, were they allowed to drink? Were you guys allowed to drink?
I mean, I don't drink. Chiafalo wasn't drinking, so.
Oh.
But there
Fred
were some.
You did warn everybody before during the show. You were like, "Don't drink."
Yeah, no, I told
you.
Think
it'll loosen you up, but it will make you slur your words and all that stuff.
Now, JC may have had a couple pops before he started. Okay, because he had a couple cervezas sitting on his table. There were a handful of folks that probably, you know, to get loosened up and what have you, but nobody went up there sloppy.
I think the drunkest I've been in the last 2 years was at the last Fan Phenom at Twin Peaks, and. I was
the drunkest.
That's the drunkest. I know. I was going around and I kept seeing listeners and we were taking shots. And at one point, Spittle had to stop the recording and he went like, "Bobby, your F-bombs are filtered into the recording. You need to quiet down."
What do you think the drunkest?
Nothing stops the Super Bowl because he threw up like four times.
That was the most
morning.
Hungover. I don't know that's the drunkest.
At the Italian dinner when I wanted to...
Yeah, you wanted to punch me.
Yeah, when Choppy, you were taking shots
when
of the
Choppy
red wine.
When Choppy offered to drive me home one time, like, he's like, it's out of my way, but I'll drive you home. Like,
oh,
that
was a fan bowl, right?
Yeah, that was probably the number one for Choppy, which I Ubered home, so it wasn't a problem.
Corey, what's coming up on the program?
Guys, we've got a pretty loaded show today. We will talk with our friend Mickey Spagnuolo at 10:20. Coming up at noon today, our friend Cynthia Freeland from the NFL Network will join us. She had the report the other day that she doesn't think that Micah is playing with them. And then we got Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com at 12:20. And then Wings Executive Vice President and GM Kurt Miller will join us right before Masterpiece of the Week today.
Are you going to ask Kurt Miller about it?
I will.
I knew you would.
How are you going to phrase it?
Have you been hit with a dildo?
Okay.
I think you have to say something, a different word.
Nah, well, I'll phrase it. I'll phrase it carefully.
Just ask what color he thinks is.
I heard
what
someone
think about
suggest
blue.
That
are we mad that a what if we saw a Dallas Wings?
Color scheme on it. Yeah.
Some Absolutely. People were suggesting you just go ahead and market it, make your own, make money off of it. If you're the league.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the league does that? Holy cow.
Nah, I don't think so. Corey, yep. The guys were saying that you guys were familiar, because of this NFL story, with smelling salts. Is that was that your show?
I do believe, yes, Kevin once sniffed a whole pack of Smarties. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I think you guys were, I can't remember, was somebody on the station, I thought it was you guys, had done smelling salts once, like brought them in and sniffed them.
Yeah, I was out that week, though. But yeah, Kevin and Colby, I do believe, and somebody else were rocking with that at the time. I've used them before. And
you have?
And, yeah, like when I played football, too.
Well.
And and so, yeah, they're effective.
What is it like?
Some people, it just livens you up. It just wakes you up. I mean, like, it's a shot of caffeine immediately for you. Some people use it over pre-workout. You know, they'll just say, I'm rocking with that. So it just kind of, it clears everything, opens everything up, and your eyes, like, you get wired for a few minutes, and you're ready to rock.
Fred, you seem like you may have been a smelling salt guy back in the day.
Nah, I'm all natural, baby.
Even back in the day. Okay. All right.
I was using other substances
back then. HGH? All right, there we go.
Come on now.
Corey, you did have freezer advice for me yesterday.
Yeah, I was actually talking to Adrian about that this morning. She was very concerned because we have two refrigerators in our garage.
Whoa!
Two in the garage.
Yeah, we have two in the garage, one in the house. And this is a weird reason, though. When we moved into our last house, we ordered a fridge, but it was going to take like a month for it to get there. So we went and got one of those little, you know, just a little fridge.
Right.
And about 5 foot tall. And so we've kept that. That sucker runs better than any fridge. It's one of those that you would have gotten back in like the 80s.
Wow.
And it runs still to this day. It's perfect.
Those were built to last.
The last one we had at the house, brought it home into the new house, took it into the garage. So we have those out there. But I just suggest keep rotating those suckers.
We did save a special final treat for Crosstalk.
Yeah, earlier today we had Choppy auditioning. The White House is opening up auditions to come perform during the Christmas season. Melania Trump is now accepting the submissions. And earlier we had Chop do stand-up, and then we had him do some poetry. But it wouldn't be fitting unless
amazing.
We finished with an RJ Choppy America tribute.
Oh, what a song. Oh, this just tugs at the heartstrings, doesn't it? I remember the first time I heard this song when I was a little boy, and it just got me all up in my feels. Here we go! If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I'd thank my lucky star to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Everybody, and I'm proud to be an American.
Everybody.
Where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me, and I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
And Texas. The KNC Masterpiece, next on The Fan. Have a great weekend.